Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
Christmas is, of course, a wonderful time for all of us, but for pets and especially for dogs, it can be a dangerous time of the year. And we're going to find out why now, because we've advice on how to keep your dog free from chocolate or poisonous plants. I'm joined in the studio by vet at Highfield Veterinary Group, Hazel Mullins. Hazel, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you for being with us. And if anyone has any questions for Hazel, 51551 is the text number. So why is Christmas dangerous for dogs?
So, Claire, when I started to research this for this slot, actually nearly everything is dangerous at Christmas for dogs, and it can become quite an extensive list. A lot of online, it says the 12 hazards of Christmas. So I'm going to try and keep it a little bit more upbeat and actually just try and focus on maybe the main ones today. So you have your toxic foods, your toxic plants, and then you have maybe things like anxiety and things like that, because obviously Christmas is a time when people are coming into the house and things, routine changes. So we'll maybe start on the toxic foods.
Yeah.
So chocolate is one of the main ones that I think we associate with dogs, and we know that dogs can't have chocolate, or we should know that dogs can't have chocolate. And it is actually a very dangerous thing for them to eat, and it can be fatal. And it is very something that is an emergency in veterinary medicine. So if you do have a dog that has eaten chocolate, it can be actually as little as a bar of especially dark chocolate. So it's all about the thiobromine is the name of the actual toxin in the chocolate. And chocolate actually has caffeine as well in it. So that's obviously dangerous to dogs as well.
Because I understood that it was just dark chocolate that was dangerous for them. Are you saying that they shouldn't have milk chocolate either?
No, they shouldn't. Okay. So there is thiobromine in milk chocolate. They'd have to eat more of it. But again, you know, a whole selection box will easily do it. If you have presents under the tree as well, you know, things like you get presents and you don't realise they're chocolate, you put them under the tree and then you leave the dog alone with the present.
And they
then
get that at them.
So you should know maybe make your presence dog safe and make sure you know maybe roughly if there is chocolate or not. Chocolate decorations on the tree, a no-no again, because they will get to them. They'll sniff it out. They'll find it. Mm-hmm. And it is, the darker the chocolate, the worse it is. So it is your darker chocolates. I won't mention any brand names now, but it's
so some of the ones with 80%.
Yeah. Cocoa. It could be very little of that. Could make a big difference.
And what do you need to do if you walk into the room and you see your dog with chocolate all over his face and he's eating a big bar? What do you do?
So you don't take a risk and you don't think, okay, maybe it's only a small bit. He's a big dog. You ring your vet. You get the dog to the vet ASAP, and it's actually very simple. It's an injection that causes the dog to vomit, and then the toxin is removed, and then they may need to be put on precautionary fluids or given something like activated charcoal to absorb the toxin if you're not sure of the exact time of ingestion. But generally chocolate toxicity can take, you know, a couple of hours to set in. It's not as quick as, you know, if they drink alcohol. You know, dogs can't break down alcohol. That's another risk at Christmas time. They get similar effects if we overindulge, but they don't need to take as much alcohol. So again, it's ringing your vet if you see any symptoms such as ataxia, kind of falling around, seizuring, that kind of thing.
Okay, it's not just the toxic food though, because one of our dogs was eating a glittery Christmas decoration last night, and the house is sort of full of strange and unusual things for them to explore. And of course, they see everything as being a toy or something to chew on. So you have to be really careful.
You need to dog-proof your Christmas tree and cat-proof your Christmas tree if possible, but cats are a little bit more agile than dogs. So maybe
smarter, I think that's what you mean.
And then having the decorations just at a higher, maybe out of reach. Anything that looks like a toy or anything that's quite big that they think is a ball, maybe have up higher. Christmas lights as well, make sure they're tidy, they're not all hanging down. Maybe have them start a little bit higher up as well, especially if you have puppies around the place. They love to, you know, chew, and make sure that you are turning on off the Christmas tree when you're not there. And if you're leaving the dog in the room, then make sure, just for energy as well, but also for safety for your dog.
I said cats are smarter, but they might try and climb the tree.
Yeah, I've seen actually on Instagram lately, there was a few cats up Christmas trees I saw and chewing on things. So just be very careful and make sure that you are turning off your Christmas lights when they're not attended, and making sure that the baubles or anything fun looking is up further up the tree. And again, no chocolate on the tree.
Is there anything dangerous then in the Christmas leftovers? I mean, we've spoken about the chocolate, but is there anything else you're worried about?
Yes. So Christmas leftovers, look, the Christmas dinner by its nature is quite fatty. It's quite rich. Gravies, onions. Onions are very bad for dogs as well. They can cause an hemolytic anemia. So basically the blood cells start to break down. So it can be very dangerous. So stuffing with lots of onions and things like that. So you might think it's quite innocent, I'll give them a little bit of stuffing, but just be very careful of the onions, garlic, anything of that family are very dangerous for dogs.
I did not know that.
Yeah,
okay, it's a lesson, yeah.
Yeah, so the you know, turkey, look, you can give a little piece of, you know, lean turkey as a treat, but just be careful of the skin, your gravy, all those fat, you know, your duck fat, all the good stuff is bad for your dogs. So please be very careful of leftovers because it can cause a disease called pancreatitis. And we don't want your dogs to be getting, you know, vomiting, diarrhea, pain, ending up in the vets on Christmas Day. You know, it's not the place you want to be. So yeah.
Not for anybody.
No.
Dog or human. Why are raisins dangerous for dogs?
Yes, so raisins is a big one. So I remember in vet school, treating a dog with acute renal failure from ingestion of a whole Christmas cake. It was a Labrador and we had the dog for a week and a half and we had him on fluids and everything and unfortunately he didn't make it. And it is one of these things that owners mightn't know is dried fruits, so your mince pies, your Christmas cakes, your plum puddings, all of those nice things are actually very, very extremely dangerous to the dog and they can cause acute renal failure. So it is very, very dangerous, yeah.
And Labradors don't know when to stop eating.
They don't know. And I've seen Labradors do very unusual things to try get at food. They're very clever.
Oh,
and they go to all.
I have two of them and yeah. It's just constant. They do not know when to stop. Just a question that's popped in here to us. My neighbour's dog's paws were very badly burnt by gritting salt in the local park. Mm. How do you treat this is the question. We just bathed and put Vaseline on, but they were very, very tender. So what do you do, Hazel?
Yeah, so what they've done there is perfect. You know, bathing them, getting rid of all any chemicals or the salt from the paws. Anyone that's going out, maybe walking their dogs at the moment, just to have a look at their paws when they come in and maybe just get some warm water and bathe them. If it doesn't improve, I would take the dog to the vet because they could get, you know, secondary infections or something like that. So keep an eye on them. But I think maybe bathing with some warm, salty water could help there.
And try and keep them off their feet for a while if you can. Or
yeah, I suppose if you can walk them in a field or somewhere that's not gritted or, you know, just out the back and, you know, just reduce maybe the contact with a hard surface for those paws would be good as
okay.
well.
Okay, so they're doing the right thing there. Now, you mentioned anxiety as well. And I suppose that's because you might have lots of people coming into the house who wouldn't normally be there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so especially if the dog has been maybe a dog that's been purchased during COVID or maybe rescued during COVID, and also that maybe this is the first Christmas that you've had lots of people in the house. I know it's for me it's the first Christmas in a couple of years that we've had a full family in the house, so it can be daunting for a dog that's only used to yourself and maybe your partner or someone in the house. So it is all about little and often, and maybe just trying to introduce people slowly now over the next couple of weeks. Also maybe texting your guests saying not to ring the doorbell, maybe that's a trigger for them. Maybe things like having a den. I know we mentioned about noise phobia at Halloween, having that nice den in a quiet room where they can go and hide if they need to, just get away, just get a break from maybe the madness that's going on in the house, and maybe just play some nice, you know, nice music or some white noise, and, you know, just have a little space for them.
Because if you don't do that, the dog's behaviour is unpredictable if they've never been in a big noisy crowd before.
Yeah, and you want them to be the centre of the attention because they're part of the family. You want them to be there, but actually you have to maybe think about the dog and kind of think, okay, are they happy? Are they panting? Are they pacing? Are they looking distressed? And actually, do they just need a bit of a break from everything? And of course, if you've got children in the house, maybe that they're not used to having children around, just making sure that you discuss, you know, dog safety with the children and make sure that we're all just making Christmas as safe as possible.
David wants to know, he asks, how about crisps? Can dogs eat crisps without any ill effects?
I wouldn't be recommending crisps for your dogs because, of course, they are high in unsaturated fats. So if they are eating a lot of them, they can cause, again, pancreatitis. The pancreas is very sensitive in a dog, and fatty foods can really trigger and cause, you know, illness and a vet visit. So, again, and quite calorific as well if you're trying. But no, I wouldn't be recommending crisps.
Nuts? Peanuts?
No, I wouldn't be recommending peanuts, and especially macadamia nuts actually are on the list of very toxic nuts for dogs. So definitely avoid those as well.
Okay, what about the bones?
The bones, yes. So bones can be very tricky for vets because they end up being surgeries and, you know, on Christmas Day and they're being given turkey bones and things. So yes, stay away from the bones. They don't need them. And I know that, you know, you might think, oh, they'd love a turkey leg, but no, because they're actually very dangerous. They can get lodged in the intestines and then that could result in a surgery. I've seen bones getting lodged between the mouth and dogs getting very distressed and then they need sedation and get the bones out as well, you know, between the teeth.
Yeah.
So that's quite common in practice, actually. So yeah, no, stay away from the
bones. Don't give them the bones. Mm-hmm. Don't give them crisps. Don't give them nuts. Don't give them raisins.
Dog
and
food.
Don't give them dark chocolate. Give them dog food and maybe a treat that's specially designed
for dogs.
For dogs.
Yes.
Or a bit of turkey, a little bit of turkey. Now, some people might wake up to a brand new puppy, gorgeous on Christmas morning. Mm-hmm. They don't know what they're getting into.
Yeah, there's a lot. I know the phrase a dog is for life, but it is, you know, that dog could live for 10, 11 years. There's vet visits, boosters, vaccines, worming. There's a lot, you know, that comes with owning a dog and responsibility of owning a dog. And, you know, the rescue centres are very overrun at the moment. There's a bit of a crisis going on, and if you do have room for a dog in your life, really look at rescuing a dog from a rescue centre. Ring up your local one and maybe just even ask, can you volunteer, because they are really struggling at the moment because of the, you know, COVID, puppies, dogs, and people, you know, their lives were changing and they just had to surrender their dogs maybe because of behavioural issues. So instead of adding to the problem, we should try and solve the solution and rescue dogs.
Yeah,
as well.
But look, if you are ready to have a dog in your life, isn't it great? Like it's one of the best things to bring into your family if you're ready and if you're prepared and if you're willing to do all of the work,
agree.
Hazel, that we've spoken about. Well, look, can all of our pets, we'll all wish them a happy Christmas. They're not getting anything. They're not getting anything nice. Hazel won't
like
let
the
them.
Yeah.
Hazel's going to give them a very small piece of turkey with no fat on it, no gravy and no stuffing. But happy Christmas, dogs
happy Christmas
and cats.
Doggies, yeah.
Thank you so much, Hazel, for coming in. Hazel Mullins
Thank
there, vet with the Highfield Veterinary Group. The headlines today, Micheál Martin is holding his final scheduled cabinet meeting as Taoiseach before he rotates positions with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar on Saturday. And as we've been hearing, a woman in her 50s has died and two other women were injured after they were struck by a car in a West Cork village in the early hours of this morning. And that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham, research by Ciarán Dunn, Louise Kerr Ross was our broadcast coordinator and Kieran Cullen was on sound. And now coming up to 12 midday, it's over to Ronan.